one of my thoughts when I first accepted this position in 1990, I thought I was going to come up north and there'd be a lot of people who really hated wolves and I'd be running into a lot of negative attitudes. And I was surprised I really didn't run into all that many in 1990. It seemed that the 10 years of wolf recovery efforts in the state and the educational efforts of peoples were not that negative toward wolves.
Would you share your position on the wolf's place on Wisconsin's landscape?
I think wolves are very appropriate in large wildland areas, and we've got plenty of those across northern Wisconsin and several places across central Wisconsin. In those places, I think wolves play an important ecological role as the apex predator. I think those are places we want to encourage a healthy, thriving wolf population. There are other places where wolves are living close to livestock, close to the people, and there's going to be high levels of conflicts. And there, I think we need to maintain stricter control on the wolf population.
Can you give us a sense of wolf behavior, how the packs function?
They're social animals. They live in groups. We call them packs. A typical pack by midwinter in Wisconsin is only usually around four animals, the adult pair and there are a couple of their offspring. For the most part, they're very shy animals. They stick to heavy cover. They're mostly nocturnal or crepuscular, means they're active in the evening and early morning. They're hunters. They do live on meat in Wisconsin. That's white-tailed deer and beaver are probably the most important food items. Occasionally some snowshoe hares. They do kill some elk.
So do you think that the current structure, the hunt that's coming up, that's just about to start, that the harvest number, the zones, do you think that combination to be on target?
I think the current harvest, which is for 150 wolves this year, seems appropriate. My preference would have been to have had some more areas that were also closed to harvest. We don't need to have all of northern Wisconsin harvest, and it would be nice to have had closed areas around some of the large blocks of public lands, like in the National Forest, where we don't really need to have a harvest to reduce conflicts. In general, the current structure is not going to be endangering the population.
We talked earlier about human attitudes and that you were surprised there was more of an acceptance of wolves when you first went to northern Wisconsin. Is that changing, and in part because there are more people in northern Wisconsin than when you first arrived?
No, I think the changes are more to the increased number of wolves, greater attention that wolves have gotten. But I think also part of it has been a frustration with the federal process of wolves being listed and delisted and federal authority that's constantly going back and forth. And I think there's sort of that resentment. And then I think there's been some new myths that have started. People hear of dogs being killed and then are fearful of themselves walking in the woods, not recognizing that the situation under which dogs are killed is very different than just a person walking through the woods.
So explain that.
Well, the circumstances under which dogs are most likely to be killed is most often the hound hunting type dogs, July, August, when they're training on bears, or September, where they're hunting bears. And these dogs are often running at some great distance from the hunters. And the dogs are occasionally encountering wolves in places like their summer rendezvous sites, the place where they keep their pups. And wolves are going to be very defensive of their pups from any predator that gets close to their pups. So they'll be aggressive toward bears, toward coyotes, toward strange wolf packs that come too close to their pups. And they're treating hounds pretty much the way they're treating other strange wolf packs. So those are the circumstances under which dogs most likely to be attacked by a wolf.